Peter Lebec.
Long, long ago, in 1837, a man by the name of Peter Lebec came to our mountain area. He was part of a large group of trappers and traders who came here mostly to trap beaver from our mountain streams and trade with the local Indians. As you know, we now have a town in our mountains named Lebec, named after this man. We aren't sure where this gang of men might have made their camp, but probably it was down by the lake at Lebec, because there was a large Indian village there that they would trade with. Also in the area at the time were lots and lots of grizzly bears. Early travelers through Grapevine Canyon wrote that they would have to travel up on the ridgetops to avoid all the grizzly bears down in the canyon. It seems that Peter and probably a companion or two were off hunting near where we have Fort Tejon now. Peter was sitting alone, cleaning the skins from the animals that they had gathered while his friends checked some more of their traps up the hill. Well, one of those giant grizzly bears was watching all the action and decided he wanted that meat that Peter had piled alongside of the rock he was sitting on. The bear came roaring down on Peter. Peter did his best to defend himself with his axe, but then with his knife. But then the huge bear was quickly getting the better of him. Peter's friend heard his yells for help and quickly came, as quickly as they could, only to find that they were too late. Peter was dead. He had done a good deal of damage to the bear, who lay near him, but the bear wasn't quite dead yet and tried to attack again. Peter's companions were able to put an end to the grizzly bear. The men returned to their camp and told the others of the battle. All returned to bury Peter under a beautiful oak tree, and that grave can still be seen at Fort Tejon today. Peter Lebec must have been very important to these men, as one of them took the time to carve a wonderful epitaph on the tree above the grave. For the next 40 years, travelers who camped in that beautiful area would write of the grave there. Indians would tell of the battle and that bones of the grizzly bear near the grave were those of the bear that killed Peter. But slowly, the bark of the tree grew over the epitaph, and the memory of Peter was all but erased. In the late 1800s, people who lived in Bakersfield would often travel up into the mountains to get away from the hot weather during the summer. One group of these campers was called the Foxtail Rangers. On one of their outings, a member of the group realized that the bark of one of the trees had a split in it, and she could see a letter carved in there. Sliding her hand behind the bark, she found that the bark had grown over a carving on the tree. The bark was carefully removed, and Peter's epitaph once again exposed. When the group returned to Bakersfield, they could hardly contain their excitement over the find. They wrote to the owner of the property, Edward Beale, for permission to open the grave and prove the rumored legend and verify the inscription. Mr. Beale owned all the Tejon Ranch, and the old fort was then a part of the ranch. Beale was in Washington, D.C. at the time. He answered and gave his permission. In July of the next year, 1890, the group again traveled to the old fort, not sure if they really wanted to dig up the grave, but curiosity got the better of them. They slowly marched to the gravesite, two by two, led by two little girls. The chaplain called out, "Is there no key which will unlock a door so tightly closed and sealed for 53 years? Is there no way by which we can look through the mold and gloom of this grave? By kindly hands, he was laid to rest We of another generation are here, gathered around the grave of one who is not of our time, and yet, with one accord, we hopefully and reverentially say, Thou too shall arise again, Peter Lebec. A hymn was then sung by the men, who took turns digging just below the carving. At 4 feet, bones were found and carefully exposed. Peter's left arm was folded across his chest, but his right forearm was missing, as were both feet and the left hand. How early hunters would always eat the paws of the bear. Photographs were taken, which we can't seem to locate, and on the soil, they had thrown out any other clues, and the grave once again closed. But the story didn't end there. Some 25 years later, an employee of the ranch found a French coin with the same date on it as the year Peter died, 1837, sticking out of a pile of old adobe bricks. Could Peter or his friends have lost it in the shuffle? Did someone pass by the grave in later years and leave such a coin? It is also known that coins were placed on the eyelids of the dead when they were buried. Why? Was it dug up by the Foxtail Rangers and not found? Somehow, the coin might have gotten used in an adobe brick, and that was how it was found. Or did Peter's ghost see to it that it was found? Peter was the first recorded non-Indian burial in Kern County.
Any of you from the Lebec area? Has anyone seen his ghost down there?
Mm-hmm.